you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my special guest is Dr. Brian Hooker, ChildrensHealthDefense.org. And I got a chance to meet up with Dr. Brian face-to-face at the Trinity Health Freedom Expo as well. And that was fun. I got a chance to get he and Dr. Judy to be able to say hello to one another in the break. So that was really, really neat. And I'm so glad that we were able to do that. Dr. Brian, welcome to the program. It's so good to have you.
Well, it is so good to be here. And it was also so good to be able to chat with one of my heroes, Dr. Judy Mikovits. And great, always great to be on your show. There's there's not a whole lot to talk about today, huh?
No. It's kind of boring. You know, there's just
kind of slow. Yeah,
not too much, not too much going on at all. You know, the Dr. Fauci is out there telling us the truth, and the CDC is, you know, giving us all the statistics that we need, and everything is rosy.
Everything is if only you know, if that were true, I would probably go home and take a nap, but I haven't had time to do that. Neither have you.
No, we have not. No, brother, we have not. You recorded the CDC lying, and now finally we're seeing some press coverage outing them for holding back and lying about the statistics relative to vaccine injuries. Talk to me about how that makes you feel. What are your thoughts when you finally see? I mean, you tried to make people aware, and you had undeniable evidence, and they, of course, tried to vilify you, as they do when people speak the truth these days. Now you're being vindicated.
Well, it was really interesting, you know, to see one of the headlines, and this was actually in the New York Times regarding the CDC withholding data regarding vaccine adverse events for the COVID-19 vaccine. And, you know, in some ways I felt vindicated. In some ways I also felt frustrated, like, you know what, you're about 7 years too late. You should have done this.
Sure.
You should have done this much earlier.
Right.
And it's weird, the level of justification and the level of, well, you know, CDC doesn't want the anti-vaxxers to get this information. And again, if you're vaccine hesitant, then, or you're opposed to vaccines, or you're concerned about vaccine safety, then you get marginalized and thrown under the bus. And it's okay to lie in this particular case because we're protecting you from those evil anti-vaxxers. And you know, it smacks of this level of hubris of, you know, we trust the government. We have your best interests at heart. We're going to turn around and be extremely untrustworthy, but that doesn't make a difference.
Well, and Dr. Judy just spent the last half hour, and we're doing a series with her. She'll be back, by the way, folks, on the 10th of March and again on the 24th of March. We're having her every other week to educate us on the seriousness and the severity and why it is that we have so much issues like leukemia and lymphoma and cancer and Parkinson's disease and Alzheimer's disease and dementia and so on and so on and so on and so on. And of course they lauded her and Dr. Frank Rossetti and their discovery initially until the attorneys got a hold of it and realized the potential liability exposure of all these pharmaceutical companies. And I wear with pride the badge. Dr. Judy is my badge for my banning for life from YouTube for exposing all of this.
Exactly. You know, and and you have, you tell the truth, you get banned. I've been shadow banned from Facebook, and it's kind of interesting. You know, I've got about 5,000 friends on Facebook, which is a really friendly place for me. But, you know, I post something like that, and I'll get like a like. I'll get one like over a period of, you know, 12 days. So you know that you know, this is, we're being censored at every turn. And I've seen the platform working for Children's Health Defense get censored, and I've seen Bobby Kennedy Jr. get deplatformed off of Instagram and Twitter. And you know, they're trying to silence us, but you know, people like you, Pastor Greg, you just don't quit. Well, and I'm so grateful for that.
We can't give up. Believe me, and there is a spiritual component to this as well. And I'm going to just touch on this briefly because I want to get into a couple other things with you, Dr. Brian. But there's a spiritual aspect that this is evil. Okay, and this is uncorking and releasing absolute evil into the world, and they're doing it by mutating animal and human cells. You know, I think about what's the name of that movie that was, I want to say Dr. Zhivago, but I don't think, but that's not the one I'm thinking of.
The Island of Dr. Moreau.
That's the one. Yes, the Island of Dr. Moreau. You know, folks, you got to understand. I mean, it's like when they came up with, you know, Rocket Man, and they came up in the 1950s with you know, the space traveler superhero guy. You know, those things were all predicated on writers and creators that had friends that were involved in programs whose goal was to put us in space, put us on the moon, you know, create a habitation on Mars, things of those nature. And so, right. You know, you have to understand that, you know, that Island of Dr. Moreau was predicated on things that had been studied and things that the writers understood about things that were being experimented upon and what they believed could be a possible mutated issue because of what was going on in laboratories that nobody was talking about. And here we are today. And here
Absolutely.
We are today. Yeah.
We're modifying the human race. It's been done. Yeah. It's been done in China, you know, already. There's at least one report of twins who are gene altered, at the embryo stage. And, you know, it's very, very scary. I'm glad you brought that up. And I want to move on because you've got other questions. But yes, it is, you know, it's art imitating life, and we are actually already there.
Well, let me let you folks know that Dr. Brian's area of expertise is in the molecular structure and in the study of virology. That's where he hangs his hat. That's what he does. Tell folks a little bit about that background, if you would. Just give us about a 60-second commercial about you and your qualifications. Sure. In this arena.
Sure. Well, I used to work for a Department of Energy National Laboratory. This is back after I got my PhD in 1990. And one of the things that I did was I was genetically modifying plants, not to make GMO foods, but actually to make human blood products. We were looking at the whole issue of individuals receiving contaminated blood and contaminated blood products and trying trying to address that using genetically modified plants. So I was thick into that industry and I was thick into that business and saw, you know, just the intricacies. And it was very, you know, it actually caused me to grow closer to God because I saw how fearfully and wonderfully we're made and how fearfully and wonderfully creation is made in making, you know, these types of hybrid plants. I'm out of that research. I'm actually kind of glad that I'm out of that research because there are so many things that flirt with ethical issues that really, really make me uncomfortable. But I did have a solid, you know, 10 years of experience where all we did was genetically modify plants.
And of course, it does speak to the fact that, you know, plants and healthy food and natural foods and so on are a huge, significant, and important part of building the immune system and a healthier body and combating a lot of these things that have been put into our body and that get into our body through one of the largest organs of our body, which is our skin, every single day. And what you have on the inside is what helps you to defend yourself against what's coming at you from the outside. Gosh, is there not a spiritual correlation to that, Dr. Brian?
Oh, absolutely. It is. It's what's within. It's what's on the inside. And you know, we don't we wash the whole cup. We wash the insides of the cup, not just the outside of the cup, as Jesus said. And so, I really appreciate that.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back after this. Remember that he who is in you is greater than he who's in the world. He who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. Back right after this.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My special guest, Dr. Brian Hooker, childrensdefense.org. So this is in the Desiree.com. It's a Desiree News. When will we see a new COVID-19 variant? And according to a Dr. James Taylor, I'm an optimist. I think things are going to continue to get better. I think our immune system as a society is going to get stronger and stronger, and this virus is going to get weaker and weaker as we see new variants form. We'll get shorter in duration and shorter in intensity. But he goes on to suggest that there's going to be more variants after Omicron, and if they're more transmissible, they will dominate. In addition, they may cause different patterns of illness. In other words, they may turn out to be more lethal or have more long-term consequences. This is David Nabora, a special envoy on COVID-19 for the WHO. Little title excerpt said, a new COVID-19 variant could arrive in the next 3 to 4 months, according to a Florida doctor. Excuse me. What's happening? Scientists are watching COVID-19 trends to determine when a new coronavirus variant may arrive. The next new COVID-19 variant may arrive in the next 3 to 4 months. Dr. James Taylor, a medical doctor, told Wink News, a local news station in southwestern Florida. And if you type in Marburg, M-A-R-B-U-R-K variant, Moburg or Marburg? I think it's Marburg.
Marburg yeah. Virus. Yes.
Yes. And so that's the next big thing they're going to start pushing, is the Marburg variant.
It's so interesting. If I can jump in here, it's so interesting to see that, you know, as COVID is winding down and, you know, we're seeing the virus mutate in a way that you would expect viruses to mutate. They do become more transmissible, but they do become also less lethal and do less damage, less what we would call virulence, but they do become more transmissible. But it's odd that the individuals that are out there are predicting the next pandemic, and they're, you know, I believe there are people in the government that seem almost giddy at the prospect of having a new variant of a new pandemic to fight, because of all of the civil liberties, all the freedoms that we gave up, and more freedoms that could be relinquished in the name of a pandemic emergency. So it's odd that, you know, they're predicting, okay, well, this pandemic is winding down, Omicron is working its way through society, but now just wait, we've got more, we've got another pandemic, Marburg, that's waiting in the wings. And it's odd because we haven't really had a pandemic since the Spanish flu. But yet now they're predicting another pandemic on the heels of COVID-19.
Yeah, well, and now there's also some information on Dr. Zelenko News that Russia has stockpiled this as a potential bioweapon. And I'm sure, of course, having seen how well China's bioweapon, and I do believe that it was the Wuhan virus or the CCP virus, and it was released intentionally, and it was used as a bioweapon, a warfare weapon, directly against the United States. That is Dr. Brian, I believe that completely, and I have tracked it, and I have reported on it, and I have had experts come on and talk about it, and people who are direct witnesses to what was going on in Wuhan and how the CCP used humans and then sent those humans out into the rest of the world knowing that they were infected.
And we're supposed to take the story that this somehow mutated, and it somehow mutated and went through 200 years worth of evolution, you know, within a period of less than 10 years. And so, you know, I believe you're spot on with your analysis. It's just, you know, and there are early emails, email traffic between Anthony Fauci, and these were received via FOIA and his experts, and they told them the same thing, that look, this thing has changed too much, and it wouldn't have changed this to this extent if it had changed naturally. So the origin, you know, it all points to Wuhan.
And so I bring that up in looking at Dr. Zelenko's news about, you know, the potential Marburg virus, and he's got a treatment already up to build your immune system, and that's great. I get that. But, you know, he's saying that Russia has stockpiled this potentially as a bioweapon, and looking at what has happening right now, Russia has committed a blitzkrieg against the Ukraine. That is, by the way, real, ladies and gentlemen. They are bombing the Ukraine. They are attacking the Ukraine by land, by air, and by sea as the rest of the world stands by and watches what appears to be the rise of another Hitler.
Well, and we're seeing it in real time, and the fact that there's a bioweapons facility called Vector that's in Novosibirsk, Siberia, and you know they've been working on bioweapons for eons. I used to work on a program where you know our tax dollars would go to Russia in order to give Russian scientists who used to work on bioweapons peaceful things to do, but we knew at the same time they still were working on bioweapons.
Absolutely.
And you know, so there are large programs held by superpowers, you know, held by rogue states, and so you know we have to be concerned about this type of stockpile,
and we should also be concerned about the fact that we are currently right now spending hundreds of millions of dollars buying oil from Russia right now. We talked about this yesterday. Rick Manning and Claire Lopez spoke about this on our program yesterday, outing the fact that the United States government under Joe Biden is buying hundreds of millions of dollars in oil from Russia. Therefore, we are actually funding the war in Ukraine and potentially the bioweapons war that they're going to bring against us and against our citizens, and we're funding that. This is a very, very sick situation. Dr. Brian, I thank you for being with me today. I know we touched on some of these areas, but it's all a part of the same program, and it is a satanic program to destroy God's chosen nation, which is the United States of America, founded on Christian principles for such a time as this. And you and I, ladies and gentlemen, have been called to take action in such a time as this. Dr. Brian, we'll get you back on again soon. I'm really looking forward to having you. Children'sHealthDefense.org. Read more at Children'sHealthDefense.org. Dr. Brian Hooker.